This is the Maggie Dawn Show here on the broadcast stations of Civic Media. Maggie is away during this holiday season, taking some well-deserved time off, but she will be back in this chair, in this studio, as a part of her continuing commitment to all of us and our larger communities here in the civic media realm. My name is Jim Santel, and delighted to be with you, honored to be with you on this first day of January of 2025, even though a very sobering day, a day of violence in America, not only in New Orleans, but also, of course, in New York and other places, regrettably, around our nation. And so as we come into our discussion, inviting you into our exchange, my wonderful producer, Cardi, also taking your phone calls at 855-752-4842. That number once again, 855-752-4842. Your questions, your comments, your observations about any of this on our extensive syllabus here on January 1 of 2025. Right before the top of the hour, we began to talk about some of the legislation that has been passed by the United States Congress in the waning days of 2024 and signed by the President of the United States of America. 50 bills altogether in recent days, including, yes, indeed, that legislation making the bald eagle our national bird, much to the upsettedness, if he were still alive, of Benjamin Franklin. Nonetheless, finally, our national bird, considerably more significantly, also talking about other legislation that has been signed by the president, including that Stop Institutional Child Abuse Act that ensures that entities, agencies, companies, businesses that purport to provide support and therapy and treatment and counseling for youth are qualified to do so, are accredited, that there are rules and regulations for them to do just that. The Stop Institutional Child Abuse Act, new legislation coming out of our Congress just this past term. We know the new Congress, the 119th Congress, going to be convening just later this week. All of this legislation coming out of the last days of the 118th Congress, and that includes other legislation. Other legislation, including the National American Child Protection Act, the No Corruption Act, and indeed the Stop Campus Hazing Act. And Cardi, I think you've got some reporting on some of this well.
Yes, I do. One second. Here we go.
President Biden celebrated the holidays with a bill signing blitz on Christmas Eve, including one that formally makes the bald eagle the country's official bird.
Starting with bald eagles and concluding with a hazing bill that many people, many activists have been pushing forward to address college hazing. The anti-hazing law signed by President Biden would require schools to report annually incidents of hazing on their campuses. You know, federal law already requires schools to report safety issues, safety incidents on campuses. That now expands to include hazing. You also see at the bottom of your screen the No Corruption Act. That's actually addressed at members of Congress to deny members of Congress who are convicted of public corruption issues, bribery, fraud, from collecting federal retirement benefits. It comes in the same year we saw members of Congress either convicted of or plead guilty to corruption issues. Bob Menendez, the New Jersey senator, convicted at trial. George Santos, the former New York congressman, pleaded guilty to face sentencing in February. But also, we saw Paris Hilton lobbying Congress in recent weeks, trying to get through a law that President Biden signed, among the others, that would crack down on abuse of young people in residential treatment facilities. Wide range of laws, but this is typical at the end of a Congress, the end of a presidency, when they're finishing up old business.
All of that reporting, of course, significant because the 118th Congress is now a part of our history. The 119th Congress, of course, coming into play. Lots of challenges there just ahead. Indeed, this Stop Campus Hazing Act, no small piece of legislation. Bipartisan support for this once again. As reporting just indicated, colleges and universities now have some additional reporting requirements, have to start collecting statistics and issuing public reports accessible to you and me on hazing incidents on campus. That's federal legislation passed by our Congress, signed by our president. Victim families have been advocating for this legislation for a very long time. It applies to athletic teams and clubs as well as fraternities and sororities on colleges and universities nationwide. The law significantly also requires schools to provide hazing prevention programs. Let's stop this at the start, right? And that has to apply and be directed toward both students and staff. That's the Stop Campus Hazing Act, now a part of our national records, our national legislation as a result of what the 118th Congress just did. And then, as you also heard, this thing called the No Corruption Act. It's officially given the long title of No Congressional Obligated Recurring Revenue Used as Pensions to Incarcerated Officials Now Act. That's a very long name for legislation generally referred to as the No Corruption Act. It is intended, again, to address the situation where you have members of Congress, former members of Congress, who continue to get pensions, your tax dollars paying for them. It is plainly bad news for those lawmakers who are convicted of felonies involving corruption. You know who those are just from recent reporting. George Santos, again. And in addition to that, Senator Bob Menendez, felony charges, including bribery. Both of them, members of Congress, prevented now by virtue of this No Corruption Act from ever collecting a pension. Specifies that any member of Congress who is convicted of a felony related to corruption, it's got to be that narrow, got to be that focused, will immediately lose access to their pension. Now, some previous legislation in this same area generally allowed former members to receive a pension until the appeals process was exhausted. In other words, both Santos and Menendez, of course, appealing this. This legislation now brings that to an end. The appeals, as you well know, can drag on for long periods of time. This now provides that there will be immediate cessation of access to pensions. And all of that, again, a part of the No Corruption Act, now a part of the laws of our nation. And finally, the Native American Child Protection Act, another major piece of legislation among the five or so that we're talking about here on the Maggie Dawn Show, because once again, it affects and protects a very vulnerable population, our youth. The law increases resources for investigating and then also prosecuting domestic violence and child abuse and neglect among our Native American communities, a subject of a lot of focus, not only by the Congress, by state legislatures, by law enforcement authorities, by private groups, by semi-private groups in recent years, protecting our Native American children. The legislation specifically, again, it's the Native American Child Protection Act, revises some programs first put into place way back in the 1990s. It updates them and brings them more current and includes some specific provisions in the law to create a national center, a national database, if you will, to provide assistance and training to tribes, tribal law enforcement, to staff of tribes, to members of tribes and urban Indian groups, as well as endorsing some culturally appropriate treatment and resources. So in other words, we're not only providing some monies to provide and address this issue of domestic violence, child abuse among our Native American youth populations, but also doing it in a way that assures that it's culturally appropriate and reflective of appropriate and current treatment and resource allocations that we make in this area and many other areas. Assistance and training to tribes, the leadership, and urban Indian groups throughout the nation. You know that in Wisconsin, of course, we have 11 federally recognized tribes. All of them can and will benefit from this Native American Child Protection Act, now a part of our national legislation. Joe Biden signing that into law among 45 other pieces of legislation in the waiting days of 2024. We know as well that the 119th Congress, again, convenes this coming Friday. Lots of focus on what's going to happen there, including its leadership. We know that the Speaker, Mike Johnson, who is seeking once again to be identified by a majority of the members of the House of Representatives as the next speaker, not without some challenges and an awful lot of people wondering whether or not he will retain that position as speaker. Why is that important as you go into 119th Congress? Well, we saw in the 118th Congress that when you do not have a speaker, everything else stops. Cannot proceed with appointments to committees, cannot organize, cannot, importantly, propose and work on new legislation in the 119th Congress. It is the threshold event that has to happen before anything else can happen in the United States Congress. And yes, indeed, on January 6th, what is supposed to happen in the United States Congress? We know that on that's the date that the United States Congress, led by the President of the Senate, that's the Vice President of the United States right now, her name is and continues to be, of course, Kamala Harris. She will join the present Speaker of the House. His name, of course, right now is Mike Johnson. We'll see if he continues to hold that position. On January 6th, they're going to do what we saw last time, the subject of so much violence on Capitol Hill, that briefly suspended the counting of those electoral votes. Going to do it again next week. Counting those electoral votes, if indeed the 119th Congress can go ahead with leadership, can go ahead with that all-important result of the election, not just in November, but also in December. December 17th was the day on which all of the electors throughout the United States of America met. And that's the date that we actually elected, if you will, a next president. His name is Donald Trump, as you well know. Significant events coming up in the days just immediately ahead. The days, of course, that we'll see a 119th Congress and important work heading toward the not only the appointment of new people inside the new administration, but as a predicate to all of that, the swearing in, the inauguration of the 47th president of the United States of America, and his name is Donald Trump. That happening on January 20th. January, a very important date, always every 4 years in the history of our nation. This time, no small historical event either. All of that happening, of course, on the broadcast stations, the reporting we provide here on the Maggie Dawn Show and in other stations, other broadcasts as well. In that connection, a bit of a programming note as well as we go into the last moments of this segment. I'm going to be appearing again on the John and Gordy Show tomorrow morning at 7:30. Friday, I'm going to be appearing on the Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. And on Friday afternoon on the Dom Salvia Show, all of that talking about these major issues and talking, of course, about Jimmy Carter as well. We'll get back to that in the next segments here on the Maggie Dawn Show on the broadcast stations of Civic Media.
To love, I got caught in the rush hour.